بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. What are the things which the Imam bears for the Ma'mum or on his behalf? First is the recitation of the Fatiha, if we take by the opinion that its recitation is not obligated upon the Ma'mum. Second, the sahw of the Ma'mum. The sahw, the forgetfulness of the Ma'mum. For example, he forgot to say Subhan Rabbi al-Azim. He forgot to say Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. Or he forgot to say that which is all the kinds of obligation, all the obligatory actions and sayings, if the Ma'mum forgets them, all. Also, if the Ma'mum recites a surah which may contain a sajda, a prostration, he does not prostrate, the Imam bears that for him. Also, the sutra, the sutra in Salah, the sutra of the Imam is a sutra for the Ma'mum. And the sutra is legislated either as an obligation or a recommended matter. Also, he bears the first tashahhud for the Ma'mum who came late and missed a rak'ah. So, for example, he enters with the Imam being in the second rak'ah. The masbuq enters with the Imam being in the second rak'ah. This is, of course, with respect to the masbuq, to the one who came late. This is his first rak'ah, right? So following this second rak'ah of the Imam, he's going to sit, because he must follow the Imam. Then he follows the Imam in the Imam's third, which is the masbuq second. Right? And in this case, he doesn't sit for the first tashahhud. You imagine the situation? In this case, he doesn't sit for the first tashahhud, right? So he bears it for him. Tayyib. So these are the situations. Now, another benefit, a very important benefit. If we take by the preponderating opinion that the Fatiha, recitation of the Fatiha, is a pillar in the secret and in the loud prayers, right? If we take by the preponderating opinion that the recitation of the Fatiha is a rukun, is a pillar in the secret and in the loud prayer, and the Imam makes ruku' while the Ma'mum did not finish reciting the Fatiha, And this happens a lot. While the Ma'moom did not finish reciting the Fatiha. So, we have the following situations now. If the Ma'moom entered the Salah from the beginning with the Imam, then he recites the Fatiha and follows the Imam wherever the Imam is in Salah. Clear? What about? Yes. If the Ma'moom enters the Salah in the beginning with the Imam, then he recites the Fatiha, he completes it, and follows the Imam wherever the Imam is in Salah. Is this clear? We have about 5 people saying yes. What about the rest? Tayyib, please, if you can answer just like that, alhamdulillah, this is good. So one knows if there is a need for further clarification. So this is a situation. Second situation, if he is masbuq, came late, and the Imam begins the ruku'. So, if he is certain that he can recite the Fatiha and catch the Imam in ruku', follow the Imam in ruku', then he can do that. If he is certain that he can recite the Fatiha and catch the Imam in ruku', then he can do that. But if he is not certain to catch him in ruku', then in this case he makes ruku' and the Fatiha drops. You see, this is very important. Clear? But if he is not certain to catch him in ruku', then in this case he makes the ruku', does not wait to complete the Fatiha. Third situation, the masbuq enters the salah and finds the Imam in ruku', then in this case the Fatiha drops and he follows the Imam in ruku', and this is in accordance with all the opinions. Now, if the Ma'moom leaves the recitation of the Fatiha in any rak'ah, then in accordance with the preponderating opinion that the Fatiha is a rukun, then he brings a rak'ah after the salam of his Imam and makes sujood as-sahu. If the Ma'moom leaves the recitation of the Fatiha in any rak'ah, then in accordance with the preponderating opinion, which states that the Fatiha is a rukun, its recitation is rukun, even for the Ma'moom, then he makes a rak'ah after the salam of his Imam, and then prostrates for as-sahu. Is this also clear? Clear, alhamdulillah, mashallah. These are the points of benefit about salah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.